Welcome to the ABCs today. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization, the podcast that simplifies home management, one letter and habit at a time. I'm your host, Stephanie King, your go-to gal for all things decluttering and home organizing. Thank you so much for joining me. This podcast is all about breaking down home organization into bite-sized, doable habits. Inspired by my book, ABCs of Home Organization, each episode gives you quick, actionable steps to clear the clutter, build routines that stick, and turn your space into a home that empowers you. Whether your home feels like chaos or you just want a little refresh, you're in the right place. We're here to simplify your world, elevate your mindset, and give you back your time so you can focus on what really lights you up. New episodes drop every Wednesday at 6 a.m., perfect for that morning coffee or commute. Hit play, subscribe, and let's get this transformation started. Your beautifully organized life starts now. Welcome to the ABCs of Home Organization Podcast, where we break down simple strategies to help you create a home that supports your life and brings you peace. I'm Stephanie, your host and organizing enthusiast. Today, we are diving into three essential steps for getting your home in order. Step one is discovering your why. Step two is learning your natural household habits. And step three is assigning a home to every item you own, or the letter A. These steps are the foundation for creating an organized space that actually works for you. So grab your tea or your coffee and let's jump right in. I have one piece of housekeeping. I am in the middle of a rebrand. So if you see ABCs of Home Organization on my social media or my company name, which is Status Organized, or me, Stephanie, just know that it's all one and the same. I'll keep you posted on the big reveal, but in the meantime, I do appreciate your understanding as we essentially are under construction. But I did want to keep my podcast January 2025 release date. And so we're just going to release on schedule, but overlook any brand discrepancies. Great. Thank you. All right. So today's episode, let's delve into your why. Why? Why are you here? Why are you wanting to listen about organizing? Why are you wanting to organize your house or declutter? Or what is it that you are looking for? So my typical organizing client is somewhere on the hoarding scale. So back in 2013, hoarding actually became its own separate diagnosis. Before then, the DSM-5, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, actually considered people with now currently hoarding disorder to have OCD. And so people with hoarding disorder, they have difficulty discarding possessions. They have excessive accumulation of items, clutter that significantly impacts living space, and then distress when attempting to get rid of items. And so my clients typically do associate with this disorder. It's on a 5 scale. And so it ranges from 1 being light clutter up to 5 being what you potentially on hoarders would see and recognize as a hoarder. If your house is cluttered and you are full and every surface, every motion, and you're turning sideways to walk through your house, your why is going to be a lot different than someone who wants their house to look Instagram worthy or Pinterest worthy and have it be a showroom type house, right? And so digging into your why is essential in figuring out your purpose. Like, why are you even doing this? Organizing is a lot of work. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is so many mental decisions that you have to make when you're doing this, and emotional decisions, because you're touching objects in your house that you may not have seen or looked at in years. And having to make that decision, you're also revisiting that memory. You're walking down memory lane, and that can take a toll from you emotionally, physically, spiritually, and you have to prepare yourself for that. And so when you are figuring out your why, you need a strong one. You need a strong why so that you keep going. There will be times when you are exhausted physically and mentally, and you need that why that you continue the next day or the next Saturday, whatever your schedule is. So back to the initial. Are you hosting an event? Did you get roped in and or volunteer to host people? Are they spending the night in your guest bedroom and no one has stepped foot in your guest room for a decade? Did you decide that someone moved out and so you want to transform their bedroom space into a designated space, whether that be an office, a workout space, meditation center, and you need to clear away all the clutter that has accumulated in that space, or you used it as storage? Or is it more emotional? Are you just feeling absolutely stressed from all the clutter? Do you feel it is affecting you in all aspects of your life, whether from work to socializing to personal to how you view yourself, how you view others? Do you want your house to be your haven, a safe space for you where you are your happiest when you're in your home? Do you want to improve your clarity and your focus, boost productivity? Do you work from home? You want to just gain control? What about for your children? I saw a reel the other day. Oh, sure, you die for your children, but would you live for them? And it goes on to state, would you create healthy meals for them? Would you teach them about body movement? Would you love their mother, or their father? And along those lines, you can also ask, would you create an environment that they're able to thrive in? The clutter around you does affect your child's future. We know it affects our future. It's affecting our present, right? We are losing track of things. We feel like our brains are mush at times when we try to remember where we placed a specific item. We've bought four of them and we know we have all four still somewhere in this house, but we cannot find them. So you're wasting money, right? You're wasting mental capacity. I think it's something like your average search time for an item is 1 to 10 minutes, with like the high end being 17 minutes that you would spend looking for a lost item. And imagine if you did that every day, looking for different items, how much it would add up, right? Even that 17 minutes, if you got that back every day, that would be phenomenal. And so just that alone, I feel, is incentive and a good why, but there's no emotion attached to it. And we definitely want emotion attached to your why, because in order for you to continue, again, you need a strong why. And what I want you to do when you have your why is I want you to write it down somewhere. I want you to keep it visible and I want you to visit it every day, because every day you're going to be resetting, you're going to be maintaining, you're going to be doing a little work at a time as you work your way through your entire house of decluttering and organizing. One room at a time, one space at a time, one drawer at a time. And you're going to need to revisit that why quite often. Okay? So make it a good one. If you want to pause it and go think about it and meditate for a bit, delve deeper into your psyche to figure out your why. Okay, so we discovered your why. Now let's delve into understanding your household habits. I'm going to jump on that organic train that everyone's on, and I'm going to say this. The key to creating an organized space that works for you is to organize organically. Okay, so what do I mean by this? I want you to walk through your entire house, and this can happen tonight, tomorrow, every day for the next 7 days, or potentially even for the next 30 days. And I want you to just take note. What tasks are naturally happening in what areas? Where are your clutter hotspots? Where are items naturally ending up? And that's where you're gonna create the organizing systems. So like if the mail always ends up on the kitchen counter instead of by the entryway, maybe that's where you put your mail station, right? On the kitchen counter. So like the key when you're organizing, there's so many keys. I keep telling you about the keys, but whenever I say key, just write it down. Okay. And that's going to be your reference notes. But the key to this organizing habit is you want to move less. And so you just need to discover how your habits are and then create the organizing system to align with that. Now, with all of that being said, though, there is something to be said for efficiency. In an organizing world, most often we will put your drinking glasses in the cabinet closest to the fridge, just because odds are that's where the majority of your drinks are found. And so I would suggest moving that cabinet of glasses that's clear across the kitchen to the one near the fridge. Even if it's a habit, it's ingrained, you will go to that cabinet to grab that glass if you move it. Trust me, I get texts from clients, but it's worth it in the long run, right? Because you're saving, what, 12 steps, if not more, every time you need a glass. And so as you go from room to room, have a notebook, open up a new note on your phone, and just keep track of what you are doing, what needs a little bit of help, hot spots, right? And where you are utilizing the different stuff. And so really simply, shoes always end up at the entryway, right? You come into the house, shoes get kicked off, there's a pile of them. So what are you supposed to do? You get a shoe organizer and you put it right there. Whether or not you want nothing in your entryway because you like the clearness of it, I guarantee you, you will like a shoe organizer there a heck of a lot more than you like a pile of 10 pairs of shoes, right? So buy a shoe organizer that aligns with your vision, how you want it to look. Put that shoe organizer at that hot spot of where the shoes are gathering. You kick them off, which is step one, and then you do have to do step two of putting them now on the shelf, but that takes you a second and is worth it because it looks so good. And then everyone in the house has to do that as well. Kick the shoes off and then put the shoes on the shelf. Okay, so that is your household habit. So spend the next, it will take you time, right? Because we are sometimes just on autopilot and we are not seeing what we're doing because it's our home. You're in there every day for hours. And so sometimes we are oblivious. So I want you to turn on your vision. I want you to see the clutter, see the habits, see the buildup areas. And then I want you to take action for those household habits, right? And that's where we're going to delve into assigning a home. So ideally, you are going to place hands on every single item in your entire house. Every item, every drawer, every cabinet, every closet, you're going to touch every single item. I've had quite a few clients where I've done this with them, and we just go room by room by room, touching everything and deciding if it's still in their life today or if it needs to be let go. And then sold, donated, trashed, given back to people. If it's staying in the house, this is where we come in with the assigning of a home. So you have to assign a home to every single item. This means that you're going to create the organizing systems that help you, right? Like we discussed the shoes, we discussed the mail system. You're going to discover your habits, and then you're going to create the system of that. So the most frequently used items near where they're used, and ideally towards the front, and like organize the prime stuff between like eye level and waist high. And then the things that you don't use often are up high, down low, towards the back, behind other items, ease of access, right? And then you also want to group similar items together. All of your electronics are going to be in the same place. All your cooking utensils are going to be in one drawer. And then your prepping utensils are in a different drawer. And your serving utensils potentially in a third drawer. And if you don't have that many of any of those and they can fit in one drawer, great. But they would go in different slots or different trays, right? So that it's separate. So the task, the use is what's going to help you determine where you're putting everything. So you're grouping similar items together. And that can apply anywhere. So if you live with two people, one person's shoes can go on the left column and then the other person's shoes can go on the right, or you do it on the top versus the bottom. And so grouping like with like keeps it organized in the brain, right? So you're not having to be, oh, where does my shoe go? It doesn't fit. You have one specific slot designated for each shoe or one tray designated for all the spatulas. And that is the only thing that goes in there. We don't want to stuff things into areas. We want it to calmly fit. Give it breathing room, basically, right? We do not want to overload our spaces. Now, if you know where an item is and it's there every time you need it, then congratulations, you have an assigned home for that item. It does not matter if it's piled up on a stack on the floor, buried under a stack of comic books, it has a home. Now, if it is on the floor or under those stack of comic book, we can definitely improve upon its assigned home. If that's part of your vision, if that's part of your goal, if that pile doesn't bother you, you're able to find things and it's not causing a hazardous trip area or fire hazard or blocking any exits, so forth, I'm going to tell you it's fine. Okay. My vision of an organized home is not your vision and it's not the person next to you. Everyone's vision is different because everyone has different habits, different desires, different needs. And it depends on all of that to how you are going to organize your home. But just know it's whatever's best for you, whatever aligns inside of yourself. I'm a huge proponent of what causes you to light up, what causes you to bring joy. You want to follow that, right? And I know Marie Kondo, does it spark joy? Yes, I said that, but I'm all about the joy. Okay, so in my day-to-day with clients, there are two keys to organizing. Again, those keys, write that down. One is decluttering, aka reducing the quantity of items in a home, which we do when we are touching every item in their house. And we'll delve deeper into decluttering on letter D when we discuss donating. But for today, I just wanted to mention, it's a lot easier to fit all those coffee mugs back into the cabinet in an organized and orderly fashion after you've decluttered, aka reduce the quantity of said mugs by removing the broken ones, the unloved, the non-emotionally attached ones, all the ones that no longer serve you and your future self, right? So just keep that in mind as you are starting the organizing process. So why should you spend time? Like, what's the point? Like, why even bother, right? I just told you it's going to be a huge mental commitment, not to mention the time. Like, why should you? First of all, I hate shoulds. Can we just take that out of our vocabulary? And every time I say it, please cringe for me on my behalf. But why will you spend time assigning a home? Bam, there you go. One is it's going to be so much easier to find an item, right? We mentioned those 17 minutes that we spend looking for an item. You no longer have to do. You can get those 17 minutes back. And if that 17 minutes is times even more items, like imagine how much time you get back every day. Searching for your keys, searching for your purse, searching for that coat, the shoes, homework. Like there's so many things that we are searching for constantly. And so by assigning a home to every item, you and everyone in your house knows exactly where said item lives. And if you need it, you walk right to that space, you open the drawer or cabinet, you pull it out, you use it. you put it back. It is a beautiful relationship that I'm excited for you to be a part of. And then two, it makes it so much faster to clean and tidy. You no longer have to take all day Saturday or Sunday to clean up your house. Because everything has an assigned home, one, you don't even have to use your brain because the decision has already been made. So your decision fatigue just gets reduced by a huge amount. And then two, all you have to do is physically grab the item and place it back in its assigned home. You probably don't even actively remember you grabbing the scissors to put it back. It's going to become that ingrained inside of you. You are creating new habits. The final key to an organized home is to always follow step 4 in the 4 basic steps to organize any space. And that is the reset aspect. Also maintain. So every time you remove an item, it must also return. If it doesn't return, you're introducing clutter. You're bringing back clutter. And that's what we want to avoid. So your homework, should you choose to accept this challenge, is to set a daily alarm on your phone or home device, whatever you use, that goes off and will cause you to jump up and reset your house. Do realize that the more often that you are resetting, the less time it's going to take each time. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, getting organized is not about perfection. It's about creating a space that empowers you and makes your life easier. To recap today's episode, start by identifying your why, pay attention to how you naturally move through your home, and commit to giving every item a designated home. But most importantly, be kind to yourself during this organizing process. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share it with a friend, or leave a review. Remember to join our Facebook group, ABCs of Home Organization, and post pictures or ask questions or tell us how your journey is going. And be on the lookout for my latest blog post, which is coming out on Friday. I'll be back soon with more actionable tips to help you transform your space and your life. Till next time, happy organizing!